Hey guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Going to be continuing my rant today on the media, the lying fraud artists that some mistake for news broadcasters. We're going to talk about how we got in this mess, how it's not something unique to our current era. This problem didn't emerge overnight. It's been going on for a long time. Of course, they've gotten more blatantly obvious now with their lies. But we have, in fact, been lied to about a whole lot of things for a long time now. Not just lies, but withholding truth. And I think that's the most dangerous part of the lying nature of our media. Sometimes it's not that they're telling outright lies. They're simply withholding important key pieces of information, thereby preventing us from, understanding what's actually going on in the world, in this country and abroad. So we'll be talking about that, how this came about. We'll be looking at some very interesting quotes. There'll be quotes that, are impossible to ignore or deny that this is going on. We'll be looking at, insiders, former insiders, people who have, been behind the scenes and giving their first-hand account. There's no question about it, folks. You cannot trust anything you hear in the mainstream media anymore. From here on out, if you, aren't convinced we've been lying, we've been lied to for decades in the past, certainly from here on out, all we can expect is lies, because that's all we've been getting with this administration. The media are the watchdogs for the corrupt criminal monstrosities that occupy the White House, illegally, of course. They know the elections were stolen. They're not talking about it. They know we were lied into this war. They're dodging away from it. They'll tell you about Britney's sister getting pregnant, but, they're not focusing attention on the fact that we're in the midst of a fascist takeover. Our rights are going down. Our economy's going down. It's unbelievable. They act like it's no big deal. Nothing's going on. In fact, they'll tell you the economy's booming. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. Yeah, they'll show you ExxonMobil stocks soaring, and that's supposed to make you happy while you are losing your job and your neighbors and your families and your brothers and your friends. Hey! Anyway, sometime after next week, guys, after the holidays, we've got this to look forward to. SB 1959 is poised for vote, and you can bet, just as it flew through Congress, flew through the House with whopping support, it's going to fly through the Senate as well. Unless people somehow pull a miracle off and get on the horn and harass these fat, overpaid pigs, they're going to vote it in. And there goes the last of your rights in the name of combating terrorism. What a freaking fraud this is, man. We got a government that launches fake terrorist attacks against its own citizens, and they're going to call it terrorism when those who have the guts to expose them speak out. Unbelievable. Anything's possible now in this George Orwellian world, kids. Fasten your seatbelts. If they can arrest a 10-year-old kid for bringing a glass of water into a woman that they are starving and dehydrating to death, Chavo there, then anything is possible. Remember the days when they would arrest people for murdering people? Now they arrest you when you try to save someone from being murdered. Yes, I hope you're enjoying the fascism. They're just getting warmed up. They haven't even started yet. All right, guys, short break. Be right back.
We'll be right back. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Just a reminder, guys, if you're suffering from arthritis pain or know anybody who is, everybody knows somebody who's got arthritis these days, mostly because of the crap diet we have in this country, then Arthralin is the answer for you. It's a new but highly effective natural remedy. And the best part, guys, RBN listeners will pay absolutely nothing. They're still running this promotion today. If you call today, guys, you get a free sample. All you have to do is, you can either call or go to the website, 321relief.com, www.321relief.com, or you can call them at 815-259-4552. Again, that's 815-259-4552. And just mention that you're an RBN listener, and you'll get a free sample sent to you that you can either use yourself or share with someone that you know does have arthritis. Arthralin, guys, is the way to go. Again, it's a natural remedy. You're not going to get 537 side effects. Where your arthritis pain might go away, but you'll die from a heart attack or a stroke or kidney failure or any number of other ailments that these pharmaceutical products will kill you with. Seriously. I mean, you know, some meds today out there do have their place, certainly in an emergency. Sometimes you don't have a choice, but these meds are not designed to bring you into optimal health. quite to the contrary. Almost all pharmaceutical products out there today, and for good reason, are detrimental to your health because they're chemicals. They're made by DuPont. The body is not made to ingest chemicals. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. The body is meant to take in biological elements, and mostly from the plant kingdom. In fact, the only curative elements out there really are in the plant kingdom. I tell you, herbs is the way to go. They actually work. You don't get the harmful side effects. Your body can easily assimilate herbs. It cannot assimilate chemicals. It rejects chemicals. It has adverse reactions to them. And, just look at this country today. Doped up on Prozac, Ritalin. Oh, what a mess. Anyway, let me pick up, guys, where I left off yesterday. We're talking today, again, about control of our media and how this came about. Last week we talked about education and how the hijacking of our education system has served quite well to dumb the public down. But an even bigger piece of the puzzle, more important, is the media. A much larger percentage of the population today is affected by the media than even the education system. Because, most everybody watches TV to get their news, unfortunately. That number is shrinking, thank heavens, but still, most people get their news from the TV set. And so this has a much greater effect on the general public than even the education system. As I mentioned last time, all our major media guys, the major networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, et al., plus all of our major newspapers and journals, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Washington Post, Washington Times, it just goes on and on and on, U.S. News and World Report, they're all owned by just four corporations. Warner Brothers, or Time Warner, Disney among them. And that number is even shrinking. It used to be 20 back in 1980. Now it's down to four. And it's scary because they all are interlocked. They're all either owners of or they're in collaboration with companies that contract with the Pentagon. GE, for example, owns NBC. GE is a major Pentagon contracting company. And so naturally, as I mentioned before the break, naturally they're not going to tell you that this war needs to be shut down, that this government has lied us into it, we have no business over in Iraq, and every day we're there, more and more of our soldiers are dying without reason, without cause. They're still not being provided protective armored vehicles. They're breathing depleted uranium, they're dying, they're getting sick from it, their kids are being born deformed from it. They're not telling you this. They know it, but they don't give a frog's fat fanny about you or I, folks. They exist for one purpose only, to protect and cover up the crimes of El Governmente. Do you hear them warning you about the violent radicalization bill? Of course not. They don't care. It's not going to affect them. They're puckering up. They're covering up the crimes of this administration that's sending people to their deaths in phony wars. They don't care. Their kids aren't going. Why should they warn you? They don't depend on you for your support. Big corporations that fund them is where they get their money. No, they are in bed with the very system that they're supposed to be warning you about and protecting you from. Naturally, guys, they're going to lie to you. They're going to withhold the truth from you. And that's all they have been doing for a very long time now, which is why we got suckered into Vietnam, why we've been suckered into Iraq again, why we've been suckered into Afghanistan, why we still, some of us, are dumb enough to believe the official 9/11 story. They're shilling for this outlaw criminal regime. So not only are these corporations running our media, not only is the media owned by these big corporations, but many of the pundits, many of the talking heads in our news media actually favor global government. The members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission. They're not going to warn you that there's a massive and monstrous conspiracy for world government. In fact, they're going to laugh at the whole notion that there's a conspiracy. Oh, these crazy conspiracy nuts. They believe Elvis is still alive. Next, they're going to tell us they've been abducted by a UFO. They like to have their little fun and games poking fun when they know full well there is a conspiracy. They're part of it. This is the mind-warping game they play, guys, the propaganda game they play to twist your thinking so you don't know which way is up or down, or even care for that matter. And, of course, this is all augmented with the effects of Prozac and Ritalin. This was all foretold by Bertrand Russell in his 1953 book, The Impact of Science on Society. He said it would be impossible for the general masses to protest their tyranny, the tyranny imposed upon them, because the effects of propaganda coupled with those of advancements in pharmacological products would make it psychologically impossible for them to stand up against their oppressors. They would have their freedoms taken away and would rather enjoy it, he said. While yet being miserable, they will be happy because they will be told that they're happy. So here's the media today telling you, oh, the economy's booming. While your jobs are getting taken away, your mortgage is being foreclosed on, and your home's getting taken away, you're being thrown out on the street, your high-paying job just got sent over to Bombay. Oh, we like your president. He's very good to us. And the few jobs that are remaining here have had the wages driven down because of the mass influx of illegals. It's not their fault. I don't blame them. I don't get mad at them. I don't blame them, in fact, for coming up here. Yeah. The red carpet is rolled out for them. Of course they're going to come up here and take these relatively high-paying jobs, as far as they're concerned anyway. $3 an hour is good money for them. Not for us. It's not their fault, guys. It's Washington's fault. They've rolled the red carpet out because they're a bunch of treasonous, traitorous, treacherous wretches, un-American pieces of trash that want you to think that you're un-American for protesting their traitorous, treasonous actions. Unbelievable. And now they get this bill, so they can arrest you. Violent radicalization. How dare you oppose our theft? How dare you oppose our fraud? Just like the Lenin quote I cited the other day, every lie, every treason will be made legal. And here they are. Oh, God in heaven help us all. This country's in a lot of trouble, baby. And mostly because of the apathy of the general public, not because of the corruption of the boys in Washington. They've always been corrupt and always will be. Politicians, that's what they do. They rip people off. They lie to them. But they can't get away with it if the public's awake and alert and holding them accountable. But as soon as they think they can pull it off because they have lulled the public to sleep, then they go to work. And that's exactly what's happening here. So, I don't even blame the politicians. They're just doing what comes natural to them, what they were born to do, what they were bred to do, what they were trained to do. That's all they know how to do. I blame the public because they've allowed themselves to be suckered into taking the Prozac, the Ritalin, who have been misled by the noose, by the bit in their mouths, pulled along by, like, blind livestock. Anyway, guys, we got Rita in Colorado. Gee, I haven't heard from you in a long time, Rita. How's it going? Rita, are you there? I don't know what happened. We had Rita on the line. All right. Well, Rita, if I guess maybe they're having trouble connecting you, or you got cut off or whatever, call back. Or if they get you connected, just jump in at any time here.
Hello, are you there?
Oh, okay. You know what? We're going to break. I guess that's what it is. All right, Rita, hold on, and we'll take your call after the break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Threats Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Rita on the line from Colorado. You there, Rita?
Yeah. I threw out that idea of working on your Christian dark side. Did that get through? Did you hear that part?
No, I didn't hear anything, actually. There was some difficulty in the background.
Well, anyway, I mean, you know, you look at what's going on. You know, these people are having arguments about just stupid things because they really don't know how America is supposed to work in the first place, you know? And, I mean, like, America, we've got Protestants, we've got Catholics, and a long time ago they figured out how to work together, you know, because sometimes they, you know, they hand off, right? But all these people are up there, you know, they're like two-bit tyrants. They can just think their one little church, you know, their own corner church way of looking at the world is how we're going to take over everyone, you know, and that's not it, you know? It isn't.
They're about as Christian as my big toe.
Yeah, I mean, so
like
I mean, we can be, I mean,
there's
stuff like that, I mean, I've been ridiculed about being who I am, you know, for a long time, but if I end up, you know, and still engaged to to Anita Ekberg and possibly have her baby, and if we could split the Catholics away from the Zionists, you know, and tell Americans to grow up and learn what faith is, you know, I mean, it's a real eye-opening experience, and I went through that in Holland, you know, I really did help Holland save Europe, so You know, there's stuff.
You lived in Holland?
Huh?
You lived in Holland?
Oh, yeah. I mean, after the towers collapsed, I went there and went overboard and went all the police stations of the World Court and just closed their bank and everything. But, you know, that's them. They're, you know, we're not, you can't really relate to what that is in America. But, I mean, what I'm trying to tell you is that there's something that happens, you know, there's just stuff hitting the wall. And so
the World Bank's all part of this emerging global system, right?
Oh, you're listening to what the pundits that know that they're going down are telling you what their plans are. But they, you know, they knew for a long time that their system doesn't work, you know. So, but their whole idea is to just, like, they can't fix it, but they can sort of, like, make everybody else worse a little bit, you know, everybody worse at the same time. That's their concept.
Fix it. They have no intention of fixing
anything. That's the only way. But, I mean, look at the gross, ugly crap that's in the World Bank. You know, I mean, just look at those people, you know. They just, I mean, ugh. You know, they just turned into that. It's like
their whole agenda is to create absolute chaos and dismantle society and bring people to such a state of desperation that they'll beg them to take over.
Yeah.
What's that?
It ain't going to happen. So anyway, I don't know, you know, a lot of people think, when you talk about the fourth Rome, well, maybe there's a Rome in Texas, you know, we could have another sister town or something, but, you know, it's like, you know, it could be a big event to understand, you know, because it doesn't happen.
Anyway,
really, did
you have any comments or questions regarding, you know, media control or anything?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just trying to step back for you a little bit, because that concept that I'm talking about knowing what the relationship between Protestants and Catholics is supposed to be in America, you know, which is our strength, is what everybody else is just kind of like way out overboard, you know, and listening, you know, and reacting instead of thinking, you know, and stepping back and thinking about who we are and how we're supposed to be.
Well, you know, we've got a population that thinks that Iraq is in the middle of the Pacific and thinks that Pat Robertson is a Christian. So anything's possible at this point. Nobody knows anything from anything about anything, you know.
Yeah, well, so don't react to that. I mean, well, we got to make our own culture. You know, here we are. We got it made, you know. Here we are. This is the breadbasket. It's like this repeating theme. Okay, America, get it together now. America, get it together.
Breadbasket, and yet you got people starving on the streets. And by the way, the whopping majority of those homeless people are actually vets, which is
if we understand the pathology of the Nazi.
Did you hear my show yesterday, Rita?
Huh?
Did you hear my show yesterday? I had Russell Means on. He was talking about Native Americans, how their average age is what, 42? I think he said.
Yeah, well, they did just start a nation out here. We do know recognize that. So
there's no need of that in this country for anybody to starve, but especially Native Americans, seeing that we stole their land from them in the first place and have treated them like crap ever since.
But people people who understand the concept of nation, you know, and it's like the Bible, you know, understanding nation. Those people, those tyrants, so you look at like Carl Jung, the English admiral that's occupying Sweden, or George Bush, you know, look at those people. They're, you know, they are tyrants, and tyrants do not rule nations. So if we understand what nation means, you know, then we can get our nations in America together and kick all those tyrants out.
He's not ruining it.
We just need to talk about the basic stuff, you know, and stop reacting to them.
All right, Rita, thanks for the call. We got to go to a break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani, talking about control of our media. I was talking before the break about how a lot of our big-name media pundits over the years have been major fans of world government. No wonder they're not speaking out against it. They favor it. If they speak about it at all, and the tactic usually is to just not mention it, not to draw attention to it, act like it doesn't exist, and if it's raised, laugh at people for being paranoid. But if it's ever raised at all, it's always in a good light. It's a good thing. Here's what Walter Cronkite had to say 10 years ago, back in 1997, in his book, A Reporter's Life. He said, "If we are to avoid catastrophe, a system of world order, preferably a system of world government, is mandatory. The proud nations someday will yield up their precious sovereignty." Can you believe that? And you know who he's talking about, don't you? He's talking about this country. He's talking about the United States. The proud nations, specifically this country, will yield up their precious sovereignty. He's saying that with absolute sarcasm here. He wants to see this nation destroyed, guys. And so do all the other pundits in the media. And, you know, the pathetic irony of this is that they're saying catastrophe and chaos will result unless we create a new world order. Their new world order is itself chaos. I mean, already, that's all we're seeing is chaos. You know, their idea of peace is the absence of all opposition, to crush out to snuff out any who will resist them. They want a world population of human robots, people who will lick boots, degrading humanity down to the lowest common denominator, as the quote I read from Lenin again said the other day. This is their idea of paradise, of heaven on earth. They can sit on a beach in the Bahamas sipping their pina coladas while the peasants keep their machine turning, working for mere pennies an hour, barely enough to survive to the next day. Unbelievable. And this is what Cronkite wants you to hail as a system of order. Yes, there's order. Don't you dare protest or else crush you out. So there you have it, guys. Big names in the media like Cronkite love world government, want world government. They're not going to warn you. Of course they're going to poke fun at those who talk about world government and expose it for the monstrosity of hell that it is. They want you to love it, to either ignore it, think it's not happening, or if you're aware that it's happening, well, they want you to think it's a great thing. Unbelievable. Some high-profile media officials, guys, have admitted that withholding truth is not only something that they engage in, but that it is an absolute necessity. I mentioned before that, you know, it's not just that they outright lie to us. Very often, they're just keeping important pieces of information from us. One such person who made this admission was Reese Schoenfield, who is co-founder of CNN. On February 14th, 2005, while being interviewed on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto, here's what he had to say. The government has the right and sometimes the duty to lie. The press must never lie, but has no duty to tell the truth. Oh, there's great words of wisdom for you right there. The press must never lie, but has no duty to tell the truth. This whole idea that the public has a right to know. The public does not have a right to know. The editor has the right to publish. That's what the First Amendment is all about. The editor doesn't have to tell everything he knows, and God forbid that he ever should. Can you believe this? This is the philosophy. This is the mentality of the so-called gatekeepers, the people that still a frighteningly large percentage of this country's population look to as their reliable sources of information. This is absolutely incredible, guys. And this isn't a former person who was in the media who's coming out and whistleblowing. This is someone who's still in the media who's actually in favor of this, boasting about it. Of course we don't tell the truth. He's saying, oh, the media shouldn't lie, but they don't have to tell the truth. Now, you want to talk about Orwellian doublespeak. If that makes sense to you, then, you know, I guess Prozac has done its job quite well with you. The misinformation, guys, that permeates our media today is not always sold to us willingly, however. There are some within the media that don't like what's going on, but they have to keep their mouth shut about it, or they're going to be in the unemployment office. There is a mechanism for keeping these people quiet. It's called job security. Notice what former Harvard business professor David C. Corton wrote in his book, When Corporations Rule the World. Hard person to get a hold of, by the way. I've tried to get him on the show. I just can't seem to track him down. But anyway, here's what he wrote. Millions of thoughtful, intelligent people who are properly suspicious of big government are being deceived by the false information and distorted logic repeated constantly in the corporate media. You do know that the Supreme Court down in Florida declared that the media doesn't have to tell us the truth. You know that, folks? They've actually declared that the media can literally lie to us and that they won't be held accountable because there's no law that says they have to be truthful. Of course, that's the way they want it. Let me just finish this quote and then we'll go to a caller here. Corton goes on to say, They are being won over, the public, that is. They are being won over to a political agenda that runs contrary to both their values and their interests. The media is winning the public over to supporting stuff that has not only nothing to do with their interests, but is contrary to their interests. Those who work within our major corporate, academic, political, governmental, and other institutions, including the media themselves, of course, find that they dare not speak out in opposition for fear of jeopardizing their jobs and their careers. So there you go. I'll be reading later from Dan Rather, who made a very similar statement, that the job of the media is to protect the backsides of those in power, and there's a pervasive fear of being demonized so that you lose your job. You'll never be able to work in the media again, so they have to lie to keep their jobs. This is a fact, folks. I don't know why anyone would bother watching the news anymore on television at all. At all. Why? It's all lies. It's all propaganda. I mean, I don't even think you trust the weatherman anymore. All right, we've got George in Illinois. Welcome to the show, George.
Hi, Charlie. Thanks for taking my call. Very interesting conversation you have about the media and its influence. Have you or your viewers seen the new, relatively new film, Rush to War, and Howard Zinn, You Can't Be Neutral on a Moving Train? Have you seen those?
I haven't, no.
Because the one on Howard Zinn is very good because it has two of his speeches, one in 1971 at Boston University and then one for Veterans Group for Peace. And what he talks about in terms of the media is very key. He describes the way the media is really basically a documenter of history in kind of smaller time capsule. And the way that history is documented in a way that's disingenuous is not so much that they're telling us lies, which is exactly your point you just made, but the perspective of emphasis is distorted, and much of the key information is intentionally left out.
Sure.
And by doing that, the deception is very subtle, so that you appear to be following the story of what happened in the event that they're describing, but you really take a perspective that is just the opposite of what happened with information that's been left out intentionally. And that's what Howard's point is, that if you listen to the media and watch mainstream news, what they consider mainstream news, then you'd get a completely different picture than independent kind of guerrilla news. So the distortion is so subtle, but it's so extreme that you have to be very aware to notice the distinction. And when he was speaking to his students at Boston University, he just talked about some of the censorship against him personally and how he was let go from the university in the South that he taught. That was his first job after doing his doctorate. And how when he tried to lead the black civil rights movement in the late 50s, and he started to really get the black students fired up, he was let go right away because they consider that dangerous. So that's a prime example.
I'm sure he'll be one of the first targets of this violent radicalization bill.
Yes. In fact,
I had him on last month. I don't know if you caught that. He was just on for about a half an hour.
Wow. I missed that. I'll have to go back in the archives. Wonderful. He's an amazing man. But I just wanted to add that to your conversation.
He doesn't believe the official 9/11 story, by the way. He doesn't think the government did it, or at least he's not admitting publicly that he thinks the government did it. But he sees it as something that they sat back and, you know, allowed to happen. And nobody can deny that. I mean, that's the best you can say about it.
That's true.
You know.
And that comes out even in the commission report because of the stand down and the coordinated effort not to take action.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, every commission member now, especially the key members, you know, Keene, Zellico, Hamilton, they've all come out and said that we need to continue to probe 9/11. All the questions have not been answered. We were lied to about all the government officials lied to by all the government officials that we interviewed, and, you know, across the board, especially the Pentagon, NORAD. And so, you know, people who are still shilling for the official story and quoting the commission report need to have that pointed out to them, that the commission members themselves now don't even trust the commission report.
Yeah, it's true. The only thing is, though, they haven't taken the next step and taken the initiative and said, we're going to lead the charge.
No, they won't. Of course
they won't do that. Because
they have to say that. They're tied into
the...
Because they know...
I'm sorry.
They know most people aren't buying it, and they still got to maintain some kind of credibility, you know. So
yeah.
Now they're admitting, well, yeah, they won't tell you what the problems are, and they're certainly not going to tell you that, yeah, we admit, we know that it's very suspicious, the government seems to be involved. Of course, I'm not going to say that.
No.
But that's just their way of looking good and trying to save face.
Plus, it would you're right, exactly that, because they would actually be more discredited because they let it happen. They let the staff of Zelikow hijack the whole process and create the report, which is very misleading.
Well, it's like NIST is doing the same thing. They're backing away completely now from Building 7. They're not going to touch it because they know they did such a horrible job with trying to explain the first two towers collapse. They actually gave more reason to doubt than ever before and have done a great service to the cause of 9/11 truth. So, but now they're not even going to touch Building 7 because there's no way. I mean, they're just going to be laughed right off the map if they, you know, try to explain that as being anything else other than a controlled demolition.
Exactly. And so what do they say that they're not, why they're not investigating? They say it's beyond the scope of the report, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, sure. Well, hey, why not? The commission itself ignored it.
Yes.
Acted like it didn't even happen.
Right. Thank you, Charlie.
Boy. Yeah, thanks for the call, man. Okay, guys, let me go on here with some more interesting quotes. You know, I want to point out, once again, there are people in the media who really don't know what's going on. They don't know any better than the average dope that's being fooled by the propaganda of the media. What they're doing is reading off of script sheets. Now, no doubt there are many that do. I'll tell you right now, I can name some names. Bill O'Reilly knows what's going on. You better believe he knows. Oh, he knows. He knows. And he's paid very well to lie to you folks. Hannity knows. Great many others know. But there are some lower on the totem pole that are absolutely clueless. And they love those people because they don't have to play the bullying game, because they are sharing this information with the public that they're reading off a sheet from. It's just a script sheet that's handed to them. They don't do their investigative reporting. They just read off the prefabricated script sheet there. But they love those kind of people who actually believe the propaganda themselves, because they can bring to the table that aura of sincerity. You can't fake sincerity, folks. You can't. Maybe for the average dumbed-down, doped-up, Prozac-laden fool on the street. But, you know, you can't fool everybody with phony sincerity. So they love these people that don't know what's going on. They want them more than anything else. You know, the Bill O'Reillys only appeal to the idiots, the ones who point out the continent of Australia as being Iraq on the map. You know, those are the kind of people that are fooled by Bill O'Reilly. But for the more intellectual type, they need the ones that are dumbed down like the general public to be in the media, so they can, you know, bring that, again, that aura of sincerity. So this is what's going on with a lot of the talking heads. They don't know, especially, you know, the local news broadcasts, the news broadcasters, you know, like here in Boston, CBS, NBC, ABC, the local broadcasters. I think, you know, for the most part, they don't have a clue. They don't know what's going on. You call them up and you talk about world government, they're like, huh? What? What you say? They're just as dumb as the general public. And they seem so sincere because they are. They're sincerely wrong. They're sincerely duped, but sincere nonetheless. They don't know what's. They don't have a clue, and they want it that way. Like I said. Anyway, in the book Into the Buzzsaw, this came out in the summer of 2002, so it's over 5 years old now. But I'll tell you, it's just as up to date as it was when it was first written, because the stories might be old, but the principles in there are very timely. They're timeless, in fact. This is a book that is an absolutely stunning work. I highly recommend it. You can still get it at Amazon.com. It exposes media censorship and suppression in the U.S. and the consequences for the nonconformists. Critton, by the way, I've been trying to get a hold of this woman, too. I can't seem to find her. But Christina Borgeson is the editor of this book. She also contributed a chapter to it. And here's what she had to say about the buzzsaw, which is, of course, the title of the book. It's a term she uses to refer to what happens to those stories that expose big government corruption or big corporate corruption. They go into the, quote, buzzsaw. Here's what she says. The buzzsaw is a powerful system of censorship in this country that is revealed to those reporting on extremely sensitive stories, usually having to do with high-level government and or corporate malfeasance. And we got to go to a break, guys. I'll finish that quote when we get back. Stick with us.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is a allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Tired of playing foolish games, and that's all the media plays with us, guys. Let me go on with this quote here from Into the Buzzsaw. Recall just before the break, I was talking about, quoting from her, where she's talking about what happens to you, you know, when you question or start to do a story on big government or big business. You can expose local corruption in local government or local business, small businesses. As soon as you hit the big time, then they come down on you with a vengeance. And hear what she says. Here's what she says about that. It often has a fatal effect on one's career. I don't want to mix metaphors here, But a journalist that has been through the buzzsaw is usually described as radioactive, which is another word for unemployable. That's it. That's it. Once you've been listed as a troublemaker who doesn't know how to keep your mouth shut and goes after the big stories to expose big government, you can't be trusted to play the game and cover up their crimes. Now your name is blacklisted throughout the profession, literally. You know, it's like you're having a bad credit rating. Doesn't matter what part of the country you move to. You go to apply for, you know, a credit card or a loan or whatever, and they're going to see your credit history right there before them and say, oh, nope, sorry, you're denied. And that's how it is, guys, in the media business. Once you're, you know, seen to be a non-compliant, non-conformist, that's it. Doesn't matter where you go in the country, you're unemployable. You will never get a job in the media again because you actually tell the truth. Oh, no, there's no place for you. You won't get that $6 million salary like Bill O'Reilly now. What a scam, but that is how it works, like it or not. Later on in the same book, Borgeson goes on to describe what it's like to go through this buzzsaw. She said, the buzzsaw is what can rip through you when you try to investigate or expose anything that this country's large institutions, be they corporate or government, want to keep under wraps. The system fights back with official lies, disinformation, and stonewalling. They demonize you, in other words. They resort to the dirtiest, sleaziest tactics, guys, to bring your name down, to drag you in the dust in the public eye. She goes on to say, your car is broken into, and the thief takes your computer and your reporter's notebook and leaves everything else behind. You feel like you're being followed everywhere you go. Well, you are. The sense of fear and paranoia is at times overwhelming. Walk into the buzzsaw and you'll cut right to this layer of reality. You will feel a deep sense of loss and betrayal, a shocking shift in paradigm. Anyone who hasn't experienced it will call you crazy. Those who don't know the truth or are covering it up will call you a conspiracy nut. Any questions? This is a, she was an Emmy award-winning CBS journalist, guys. Christina Borgeson. Okay? She's speaking from experience. She was in there, way up there at the top. And, here she is saying that, when you speak against them, when you expose this, you're called a conspiracy nut. This is how they demonize you and get people not to listen to you when, in fact, you're telling the truth. There is a conspiracy. The media, guys, their job is to lie to you. Anyone care to argue that point? Call in. I'd like to hear from you. But, of course, you won't. We'll be right back, guys.
Since 1988,